Here's a thought about graphic design. Most photographers do spend considerable amount of time thinking about the issue of composition, particularly after you've sort of mastered some of the fundamentals of photography. Composition is usually the next thing you turn to improve your photographs. But I've written recently that this is really what I refer to as compositional geometry, where you put things in the two-dimensional plane of a photograph in order to create things like eye movement and etc. Nothing wrong with the geometry of composition. But graphic design is a much bigger topic than just where things go in the frame. Graphic design is a huge world of learning and study and gestalt psychology and all kinds of things that we photographers seem not to pay much attention to. And it's really too bad. We should. Go to the library, go to any bookstore, and you will find lots and lots of books on graphic design, which often include things like typography and color theory, and it goes on and on. I think it's probably one of the things we photographers can do that's most important in terms of improving our photographs is to move outside of our limited photographic circles and start looking for the lessons we can learn from people who are studying other visual arts. And graphic design is the language that connects all visual artists together. And it's time we photographers learned that that's part of our vocabulary too, just as important as depth of field and focal lengths and all the rest of it. So take a little time to learn something about graphic design.